At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G. But you already knew that. Thank you for following this podcast and tuning in, even on a very hectic weekend in the sporting world with the March Madness festivities down to the Sweet 16 tonight as we slide on in to this Sunday, the 24th day of the month of March. And what of my, we do these dopey holidays. It's become kind of our thing here, but this is not a dopey holiday. This is a very important holiday. I would put this right up there with the 4th of July, with the New Year's Eve, with Thanksgiving. Today is National Cheesesteak Day. Today is, that is such an important holiday. National Cheesesteak Day. Give me liberty or give me cheesesteak, but I'd rather have cheesesteak because that is so good.
I feel like you're going to have to make us a couple Philly cheesesteaks to really soak this holiday in.
Well, Danny, let me tell you, if you want to make the long drive to the Northwoods, I have a griddle. This is one of the things I believe I've mastered. And I don't think I've mastered anything, but I think that if you try my homemade cheesesteak, mouthwatering. I've nailed that recipe. And the cheesesteak, here's a fun fact about the cheesesteak. The legend of the cheesesteak, that it was created almost 100 years ago in the year of 1930, a guy named Pat Oliveri, the owner of Pat's King of Steak. Guy was a hot dog vendor, and he had grilled beef. And he threw in some onions to make the sandwich, and the legend goes, a taxi driver in Philadelphia loved it and said, I got to have a couple of those. And then a bunch of other people heard about it, and the flag is up, and the cheesesteak was born.
A lot of the greatest shit happens by accident.
Yeah. Isn't that similar to how in L.A. we have the French dip? And isn't the same thing where like a LAPD guy came into, was it Philippe's? Was that the where?
I think so.
There's a debate. There's a Kohl's French dip place, which is right near Skid Row, and Philippe's, which is near Chinatown. Man, there's a debate which one had it first. But the story was like some police officer came in there. The restaurant was closing, and he's like, I need a sandwich. And the guy didn't have anything. And then I guess he had like accidentally the meat had fallen into the au jus or whatever it's called. And then
the meat fell in by accident?
It was like a mistake. It was like a mistake.
That's
or whatever.
Cool.
And then the thing ended up being delicious. And
you know, it's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar only took 1 3-point shot in his whole career, and it was by accident.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional. Not intentional at all. Now, some people go Cheese Whiz on their cheesesteak, but I was told by the great Tony Bruno, who bleeds South Philly, even though he lives in Florida now. But Tony told me the way to eat the steak is with the provolone. He says, you got to eat the cheesesteak. Don't do the Cheese Whiz. Yeah. You got to do the provolone. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
But in Philly, they offer the Cheese Whiz option, but the provolone is the way to go. So, yeah. No, you're not Cheese Whiz guys, right?
No. No, I like provolone.
No, I have been to that famous corner in South Philly. There's dueling cheesesteak restaurants. There's Pat's, and then there's Gino's, I believe, is the other one right across the way. It's a great tourist attraction, but the locals in Philadelphia, and maybe you can back me up on this, we have a good amount of people in Philly that listen to the show, but the locals don't go to either one of those places. That's where the out-of-towners go. That's where the amateurs go. You know, that's like in Vegas. The people that live in Vegas, oh, I don't want to go to the strip. I only go to the strip if there's out-of-towners here. You know, it's like a lot of people where we are, Danny, they don't, I don't go to Disneyland. I only, you know, I, people from out of town, I'll go to Disneyland, but I live here. I don't do that. It's like, I think it's like that in every city, like in New York. I don't go to Times Square. Who goes to Times Square? Yeah. That's for the out-of-towners. I don't go to Times Square. Why do I go to Times Square?
Yeah, local's not going to go up to the top of the Empire State Building.
No, I'm not going to see Lady Liberty. Who cares about the Statue of Liberty? Come on. So that's a cheesesteak day. Enjoy that. And it is mailbag day, Danny. It's mailbag day. So without further ado, we bring in our guy, Ohio Al.
It's in the bag. Ben's mailbag.
All right. Thank you, Al. These are actual letters by actual listeners to this podcast, as sent in mostly by mail. RealFifthHour@gmail.com. Spell all that out. RealFifthHour@gmail.com. And also submitted on the show Facebook page, which is Ben Maller Show. First one comes from Barry, formerly from Nashville, but he now lives in South Carolina. He says, Yo, Ma Benny. Can you tell me why some of these regular callers have a need to commit caller? And then he used a Japanese term for ritualistic suicide by disembowelment. he says, first it was Real Talk, then it was Poppy, and now it's Angry Bill. All of them had a good run, and yet they seem to just take it a bit too far. I don't get it.
Answer that question.
Yeah, so you're referring to Angry Bill, who has completely gone off the deep end with his calls to the show, in my opinion, recently. And it's hard to explain why that happens, Barry. It does happen. It's just the circle of life calling a radio show. The Angry Bill thing, he always had anger issues, thus the nickname Angry Bill. And over time, for some reason, he's just completely gone sideways lately. And we've put the kibosh on Angry Bill. He's not calling the show. And when he does call, he'll just get dumped, and so no one will hear him. He'll be off the show. Poppy's back on the show.
Oh, no.
Wish he wasn't, but he's back. Yeah. He's back on the show.
And now, is Angry Bill just cursing all over the place?
Yeah. So Angry Bill, his typical phone call, he'll get on the air. And lately, he's been using fake names to get by. Because Shay doesn't, you know, the people that fill in don't listen to the show. They're not fans of the show, so they have no idea what we do on the show. So it's completely foreign to them. So these people that fill in, they're uneducated on how we do things, and so they have no clue. And so then they let people on that shouldn't be on, and it's easy to use a fake name. And so Angry Bill called up as somebody else, and he knows that I'm just going to dump him I'm just going to hang up on him. So I'll introduce him, and he'll say, and this is, you know, I don't want to be graphic, so I'm not going to say exactly what he says, but he'll say, "Fuck you, Ben," and then that's what he'll say, and then he'll hang up, and
listeners just hear digital skipping.
Exactly, exactly. No one actually hears it, but that's what he does. It's fine. I mean, listen, the guy's got a lot of issues. He's got problems in life. I get it. You know, life's hard for him. And so he's blaming me. And I agree. I think that if you have a tough life, blame the overnight sports radio guy. Makes perfect sense. Makes complete and total sense to me that your life's problems are the result of overnight talk radio. I think it makes good sense. Kevin in Kansas writes in. He says, "Dear Ben and Danny G, with basketball season hitting the most interesting period, it brings in mind brings to mind, Kevin says, I used to actually care about the game. He says, in my driveway, I used to play for hours. I like to emulate Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's skyhook. I was a master of that shot, even at 5'9", from any sport. Which athlete did you like to emulate in your youth?" Says Kevin. Well, Kevin, much like yourself, I also was pretty good at the skyhook. I also, as Moneyball Maller back in the day, I liked the set shot. Where I loved shooting the jump shot where it would be the high arching jump shot and go, when it hit the net, you wouldn't even know the net moved. Like it just moved a little bit, you know, when the ball goes through. I love that. But when we were kids, we used to emulate all these weird batting stances.
Yeah.
That was a big thing. Like there's this guy that I know who's actually a listener to the show. He's admitted to it. The batting stance guy who was kind of popular 10 years ago. Where he just impersonates old batting stances. But there were so many bizarre batting stances from, you know, in my youth, like Julio Franco, Phil Plantier.
You know a really good one? Dave Henderson of the A's.
Hendu.
Yeah, and Carney Lansford, the way he shook the bat up and down.
Yeah, that was good. You had, you know, a lot of the grabbing of the crotch. You had that. There was a guy, was it Batista, who used to have his whole body open. He'd have his left leg
out. That's right, yeah.
And like his whole body would be facing the pitcher, which is very, very, very odd.
We used to love the Dusty Baker stance, too. The bat would be all the way behind him.
Yeah, that was a good one. Tony Phillips had one where he'd crouch down, which was pretty good. Like those were the kind of things. Rod Carew had a really bizarre.
Yeah. I'm thinking of guys that would twirl their bat around and hold them out.
Yeah.
Looked like a little piece of wood.
And then we got a little older. There was a guy, Nomar Garciaparra, who would always futz around with his batting gloves and touch his helmet, take his helmet off.
The master of Velcro.
Yeah, the Velcro. And then you had, when I was young, you had a lot of the chewing tobacco, where they take the wad to chew out of their mouth, and that was disgusting. And then we had Big League Chew. So we could mimic the players because we had a
grape.
Big League Chew. We had a big wad of it.
Yeah.
You felt like you were like cool, you know, and all that. So anyone did you do the baseball players? Is that
we did you, baseball players for sure. Yeah. I'm trying to think of a couple other baseball players that we mimicked. The Big Hurt. I remember we tried to stand like him. I'm trying to think of a couple others.
George Brett had a bizarre one, too, for the Royals.
Yeah, and remember?
Oh, Willie McGee. Remember Willie McGee? He just looked weird, Willie McGee.
Remember Ordonez of the Tigers? He'd hold the bat way up high?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool one. And I'm thinking of also basketball. We had the little Nerf basketball hoop in the bedroom, and we would try to do, like, the Dominique Wilkins dunks and, you know, obviously Michael Jordan jumping from the free throw line. We'd put like a line of tape down on the floor in the bedroom and try to jump from that line.
Yeah, it was great. And also I recall how many times where I'd toss the football up because I had no friends. I'd toss the football up and catch the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. I am such a radio loser.
My older brother would tell me, throw the ball high. I'm going to jump up and catch it with my fingertips like the catch.
love it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, David in Pennsylvania, the Fry Daddy, writes in. He says, would any of you go to prison for an experiment for 5 years and you would be paid $5 million?
Ooh.
Would you give up 5 years of your life for $5 million, but you had to go to prison?
Do the 2 years I already served count towards five?
Has time served? Yeah. This is one of those questions where is it a country club prison or is it like real prison? Like, you know what I mean? Because there's different levels of prison. There's prison where you can go on your phone. There's prison where you can go on your computer.
Yeah.
And there's prison where you can do none of that. You get maybe 1 hour a day of sunlight and that's it.
There is one show right now on Netflix, Ben. You got to make a note. I think you'd really love this show. It's quirky. It's kind of got some gangster vibes to it. It's about a crime family and a royal family mixing together. It's called The Gentleman. The dad of the criminal organization is in prison, but he is being fed steaks and he's separate from all the other prisoners. He's up rooftop and he's got his own birds, like bird cages up there. And he's such a billionaire that the jail just hooks him up and he's living the life of lavish. He's locked up, but he's not locked up, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like Goodfellas. They're having spaghetti dinner in the prison.
Yeah.
You know, having a great time.
We could do 5 years like that.
See, I would say, though, that's one of those things. If you're in your 20s or your 30s, you'd be like, oh, I got plenty of time. You know, I'm good. You know, but the older you get, the less you want to do 5 years of time, right?
But you'd have that $5 million to really have fun with when you got out.
Now, is that tax-free money or is that after taxes?
Yeah, if it was being taxed, I wouldn't do it. Screw you and your taxes.
Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, writes in to a rare question to the Fifth Hour podcast. Matt normally only sends questions to the radio show. He says, now that Minshew Mania has landed in Viva Las Vegas, when will you be getting, Ben, your Raiders tattoo to become a full-fledged member of Raider Nation, says Matt.
Raiders!
So, well, I am a member of Minshew Mania. I've got my jorts. I'm ready to go, and I am pulling for the Raiders. I admit it, Danny. I'm pulling for the Raiders. I want to see the Raiders do well. I want to see the Raiders be a playoff team this year. And full disclosure, I do have a little skin in the game. A buddy of mine, his relative is working for the team, so I want to see this be successful. But I do think even if I wasn't a Raider, someone that wanted the Raiders to do well, even though I'm a Ram fan, I would be like, I like Gardner Minshew, so I want to see Minshew do well.
Yeah.
And that's a good pickup, so I think that's good. I was reading a story this week about your new running back one, the kid from Georgia who's looks like Adonis.
Oh, yeah, Zeus.
Played last year at the end of the year. But the guy lives on a farm in North Carolina and like carries hay bags up hills and crap like that.
Yeah, Zamir White. And then they just signed Madison, the former Viking, to be his backup.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. And
he's from San Bernardino.
You got Devontae Adams. So there's some stuff going on. And the Raiders are going to have a great defense.
Christian Wilkins all over the field, the same as Max Crosby, plays most of the snaps. And your buddy, Vincent Bonsignore, he recently posted, the energy/culture that Max Crosby and Antonio Pierce represent and are building with the Raiders is resonating. From Christian Wilkins and Gardner Minshew to so many other prospects at the Combine, it's recognized as something that players really want to be a part of.
Well, that's all good, but I want to see him do
no,
well.
No, I do too, but
you know what I mean?
You like remember when the Raiders were toxic, though, and it was almost damn near impossible to get a good free agent to even consider going there.
Yeah, but I'm cynical. If you offer more money, guys will pretty much go anywhere. And yeah, it's one of those
but
things.
It depends where they're at in their career. If it's a second contract, they have a little more wiggle
Vegas,
room.
Plus, dude. People want to live in Vegas.
Beautiful facilities now, too. Remember, not only was the team losing in Oakland most of the time, but the facilities were crap. Imagine going on a tour there as a free agent.
I've driven by. As you know, I am very frugal, and I've been to Vegas a bunch. In fact, I'm probably going to be going to Vegas again in early April because I have some tickets I need to cash that I have, the winning tickets that I don't want to lose from previous trips. But I eat in Henderson.
Steak dinner on you.
I eat in Henderson because it's cheaper, right?
Yeah.
And the Raider facility is in Henderson, this massive Raider fitness facility, this big like airplane hangar of building.
Yeah, the healthcare center.
With the Raider logo right on top of it.
Jackpot, baby!
All right, moving on. Bill from Texas writes in. He says, hey, Ben and Danny, Ben, over the years, I have drawn up a lot of nicknames for you. He said, Eddie used to read some of them, but then he got lazy. So here they are, the flattering ones and the not-so-flattering ones. This is Bill from Texas. So these are actual nicknames. These are not necessarily the ones that I use. This is from Bill from Texas. And thank you, Bill. There was a guy, Richard the Racehorse from Detroit. And I don't know if he's still around. He sent a lot of my nicknames in, but this is Bill from Texas. These are nicknames.
So these are unofficial?
These are unofficial, unsanctioned nicknames. But Bill's a big fan, and God bless him. He's got some free time on his hands, and so he's come up with these nicknames. Let's see if any of these work.
Hang on, let me put the circus music in.
All right, you set the mood. The Dalai Lama of melodrama. I like that. The glad hand of the Kirkland brand. That flows. The slick willy of late night silly. That's kind of cool.
Your right hand was getting a workout.
The leader of bottom feeders. The big cheese of radio tees, the main attraction of overreaction. I like this. The Svengali of late night folly, phony Marconi. Now that's not. No, I worked at two.
Yes.
I worked. That's bullshit.
The
I worked
phony at Marconi.
Two,
that's the best one so far.
Screw you, Bill. I worked at. Well, right now our show's on the Sports Hub. All 4 hours are cleared in Boston. Uh-huh. The Marconi award-winning station, Danny. So I get 16.6% of that Marconi.
You're not on their website, though. I've been on their website.
Danny, our show takes up 4 hours of their programming, so I get 16.6%. And when I worked at WEEI, the other station in Boston, I did fill-in stuff. One of the years I did, like a year and a half, 2 years. And while I was there, ended up getting the Marconi. So screw you, Bill.
Yeah, but you're just programming they carry when they don't have a live local show. So it is a phony Marconi.
You're a liar. A short bus Nostradamus, a sad sack radio hack, late night clown of sports radio renown, the gold standard of radio candor. What's this one? Uber mensch of radio stench. Oh, boy. This guy's pretty good. The clown prince of late night insolence. The niche of gibberish. Boss of self-gloss. Overlord of the board. I like that one. I might use that one. Overlord of the board.
You're not in charge of the board.
The board listeners. A sucker MC of late night glee. This guy's really good. I like this guy. Czar of sarcasm. The king of cliche. The whack job radio blob. Humongous radio fungus. The Big Ben of radio zen. Belle Biv DeVoe of late night radio, the apoplectic radio dyslexic.
Because you're poison.
And these are unofficial nicknames sent in by our friend Bill from Texas. The clown prince of poppycock. The one trick pony of late night baloney. The old fuddy-duddy radio buddy.
Damn, how long is this list?
Oh, we're not even halfway. The caretaker of late-night bakers. the surly girly of late night hyperbole.
Oh, look at the time.
The not so slender late night gender bender. I'm not bending anyone's gender. The maven of the midnight malcontent. The guru of glib sports takes. The curator of cold hard facts. The emissary of radio dysentery. The minister of misinformation. I think I used that one, actually. Something like that. The purveyor of panic. The Don Juan of drivel. The penultimate pontificator.
It's Monday now.
No, we're still going. The Baron of Bicker. The maestro of mayhem. The high priest of the high priest of hullabaloo. Excuse me. The maven of mediocre sports takes. The warden of boredom. I like that. Czar of sports spar. The siree of the radio quagmire. The gas bag radio hag. The logic antibiotic. That's not nice. The well-known radio drone. The midwife for the radio lowlife. And the last one, the Don Ho of sports radio. So, yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot of nicknames. How dare you? How dare you? The main attraction. I like the main attraction of overreaction.
He should have just kept that list to the first half, and then we'd be singing his praises right now.
Yeah. He included everything. Which ones would I use?
It's like when a 3-3 game goes into overtime in the NFL.
The Ubermensch of radio stench. That's pretty good. I like that one. The main attraction of overreaction. It's pretty good. The Dalai Lama of melodrama. That works. Yeah, I'll use some of those. I'll have to add those. You know what, Bill? That's a good job by you. Danny says you went way too long, but that's a good job. So I thought that was pretty good. Kathy in Madison, big fan of the show, P1. We love Kathy. What a wonderful lady she is. She says, Ben, you have a favorite memory of your mother? All of them, Kathy. I love my mom. Miss my mom every day. She was great. She was my everything. So miss everything about my mom and the fact that she would listen to every ridiculous show that I did at any hour and no matter what. And she was very, very supportive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mike in Seoul, in air quotes, Seoul, South Korea. Hey, guys, I'm here in Seoul for the start of the baseball regular season. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah. And I'm having a wonderful time. The baseball hasn't been great, but I'm loving these Korean barbecue restaurants where you grill your own meat. Have you ever been to one? And if you want the perfect, well-done cook, sometimes it's easier just to do it yourself, he says. So, you know, I've never done Korean barbecue. I live in an area where there's a lot of Korean barbecue, but I have not ever had Korean barbecue. I was actually in a Korean barbecue place one time, and there was a line out the door, and they were about to close, and they're like, we can't. You'll come back another day. So we left. Have you had Korean barbecue, Danny?
I have, yeah. I like it. Especially the short ribs.
That's the way to go?
Yeah really good.
What about
Korean? And the glass noodles.
What about Korean fried chicken? I've heard that's pretty good too.
A little too fried for me.
Too fried? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've not had the Korean barbecue, but I'd like to have that. Alf from the tarmac at LAX. Any chance of securing the first exclusive interview with the Koopa Loop upon his arrival back stateside? I feel that his honeymoon to Japan deserves the hard-hitting, in-depth, Inside Edition-style journalism that only is available on the Fifth Hour podcast. Yeah, I don't know when Coop's coming back. I have no idea how long he is gone. I would assume you don't go to Japan for a couple of days, that's a 11-hour, 10-hour flight, 12-hour flight, whatever it is. You're going there for the long haul. So I don't know about that. People have been asking for Lorena to be on the podcast, the queen. So we'll have to get her on here at some point as well. So, I don't know if Coop will be on or not, but I'm sure he'll tell stories on the radio show. Ryan writes in, he says, "Hey, Ben and Danny, I recently sent in a question that you, Ben, and Alex answered, which was, what places do you recommend to visit in Southern California? My question this week is, since podcasts are taking over, besides your own, do you listen to other podcasts during your free time?" Yeah, so this is from Ryan. And if you have any suggestions on what to do in SoCal, he'd also like those, Danny, because that's what he asked. He's coming to town with his wife.
Yes.
So I don't listen to too many podcasts. I'll occasionally, somebody will send me a podcast, like Joe Rogan will have somebody on. I listened to, Rogan had Billy Walters on, the great gambler, and I listened to that. That was a while, a couple weeks ago. So I checked that out. But I try to limit my spoken word audio consumption because I end up, by osmosis or whatever, I end up doing, I don't want to mimic other people's work. I want to do my own thing. So I try not to listen to other shows too much because then I'll end up indirectly mimicking some of the stuff that they do. So there's not too much, but there's a ton of podcasts. Most of them nobody listens to, which is weird. How long is this going to last? I remember reading stories, Danny, about the early days of radio before government regulated radio, and people would just put radio stations up anywhere. That's one of the reasons we have regulated radio stations, because people would just do their own home radio station.
Yeah.
And everyone wanted to do radio and do their own show. Now everyone wants to do a podcast.
Yeah, the pirate radio stations changed all the rules.
Yeah. It's pirate podcasting and all that. So LeBron James. I think, and I said this on the air, like, we should be honored, Danny. Like, everyone wants to do what we do. We do audio content. Everyone wants to do audio content. We are the coolest people in the world. LeBron James just started a Fugazi podcast this week. Everyone wants to do what we do.
Until they get a few months in, Ben, and they're like, holy crap, how do these guys come up with so much content for so many years? Usually, people who try podcasts, they go dark within a few months.
Yeah. That's the thing you don't understand about this. It is the repetition. It's the assembly line nature of what we do, because you can do a one-hour podcast once a week, like the Kelsey brothers or whatever. But let's see you. Let's crank it up a couple of notches. Let's have you do 4 hours a night every day, 4 hours, and then do an extra 3 hours on the weekend and see how much original content you have.
And then really produce the podcast. Just don't put it out raw, but actually produce the thing. Most people are too lazy to do broadcasting properly.
Yeah, well, the formatics of it, that's the thing, right? It's like the Wild West. And, well, you don't have to format it. It's podcasting. Well, yeah, you do a little bit, though. It makes it easier for the person who's consuming the content. And that's really what you're trying to do. Any suggestions on where Ryan can go in SoCal, Danny?
You know, I'm guessing he's going to have a rental car. I would definitely go to Malibu and hang out there for a little bit and then drive up the 101, beautiful ride to Santa Barbara, California. I'm actually with the wifey going to take baby Koa to the Santa Barbara Zoo on Sunday, later today. After I produce this fine podcast, we're going to get in the car and make that little drive up to Santa Barbara. And it's a really, as you know, Ben, just a really beautiful city to walk around.
It's a great city. Love Santa Barbara. Also love about 45 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Solvang, which is a little tourist town.
Danish village.
You go there. And Buellton, which is right off the 101 there. Buellton and Solvang side by side. There's a great casino right off that off-ramp. And then when I go to Santa Barbara, I normally hit Solvang and then hit Santa Barbara on the way back. And I love driving up the coast. Love driving up the coast.
And, you know, if you don't have time to make that drive and you're just going to stay right in L.A., then I would definitely go to Buena Park and visit the fried chicken we talked about at the Knott's Berry Farm restaurant, and then go into Knott's Berry Farm. It is a fun but affordable park that they've been trying to renovate it the past decade.
Yeah, I think if I remember correctly with Ryan, I recommended going to Venice Beach. It's like a human zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you actually want to go to the beach to enjoy it, you have to go down to Orange County, like Huntington or Newport or somewhere like that.
Further to San Clemente if you have time.
Yeah, just absolutely beautiful. Wonderful. And yeah, I'm going to do the tourist thing, City Walk, Universal Studios, that kind of thing is pretty cool if you're into that kind of deal. Masshole Mickey writes in the Commonwealth of Mass. He says, what does the meaning of life mean to you? Well, if we had that answer, we wouldn't be doing a podcast. Kurt says, would you rather get poked in both eyes or kicked in the man basket?
What?
Was it a hard kick to the man basket or like a kind of a light and fluffy kick?
Well, as you know, even a light kick, if it's placed in the right spot, could put you down for the count.
That's true, but a poke to the eye, both eyes, that's,
that is Three Stooges style.
Yeah, how about none of the above? All right, we'll get out on that. Everyone else, we didn't get your mail. Thank you for sending. Try again next week. RealFifthHour@gmail.com. Mike and James and all you other Yahoos, you know who you are. We didn't have time for you, but we got things to do. It's Sunday. I'll be back tonight to recap the weekend that was here. What a interesting, as always, even though we don't know who any of the players are, the coaches, we still look forward to this time of the year. And so we've whittled it down from 68 down to the Sweet 16. So we're looking forward to that. Anyway, have a great Sunday. Enjoy the day. And I'll be on tonight, 11 o'clock in the West, 2 a.m. early Monday in the East for another week of radio shows. And Danny, enjoy Santa Barbara.
Yeah, going to have fun at the zoo. And want to thank everybody for all the downloads all weekend long. Asta pasta.
Got a murder, got to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.